Matt, I've been very fortunate. This is my 12th SEC Football Media Days, oh, wow. And every time there's been a quarterback representing Ole Miss, I've had them on my show. So it's been like one of these personal things for me, so I wanted you on the show. You're not a junior. You're not a senior. What is that like to be in this position as a redshirt freshman?
You know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. Thankful Coach Luke and, you know, the coaching staff for picking me to represent Ole Miss and the football program.
Being around the offense last year, Jordan Tiamu, all those wide receivers, you can't help but learn just watching everybody.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Jordan did a great job of just teaching me that offense. And, you know, DK, AJ, DeMarcus Lodge, those guys really set the foundation and, you know, the mindset of what it should be to get where we want to go.
Matt, you know, you go through spring drills, but now does it sink in even further that you are now the leader of this offense?
You know, yes, sir. I've always really held myself accountable in that way, just on and off the field, thinking I was a guy, you know, because I just can't be caught slipping like that.
Is it tough when, like the last two seasons, Ole Miss not being able to be bowl eligible? You know, they had the bowl sanctions. Now that you've got that carrot at the end of the road there, does it help? Does it provide more energy for you guys this year?
Yeah, I think that's what the team's looking forward to is a bowl game. You know, this is the first year a clean slate since, I believe, 2013 or around there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's excited around the program, for sure.
I go back, and I was one of the individuals that thought, because of visiting with Jordan Tiamu and everybody else, I had the buy-in factor that I thought if there was a game that Alabama could struggle in September, it would be against Ole Miss, knowing the game was being played in Oxford. Sure enough, Ole Miss gets off to the fast start. It just didn't end that way. When you look at things, do you forget about games like that, or can you learn from games like that moving forward down the road for you?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. You for sure have to forget about it, but at the same time, you got to learn from your mistakes. You can't just throw that in the trash and just not look at it. You got to know what you did wrong and see what they do and their tendencies.
I go back and visiting with Chad Kelly, and he was bringing up like the fraternity of quarterbacks that have played quarterback at Ole Miss. Do you get a feel of that too now that you're in this position?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've talked to Chad, Bo Wallace. Those guys still reach out to me and just see how I'm doing. If I need to learn anything, they could teach me. You know, they've done a great job of that.
When you hear the name Archie Manning, Eli Manning, when you look at the record books, you know their names are there. What would it mean for you personally? Because here's the thing. If you're on that list, that means also the team is having success.
I walk by that every day. It's in our film. They're going away to our film room in the hallways. Like, it's all the records, all that. And we got a big one of Eli Manning in our quarterback room. So I got to look at that every day. And it's for sure inspiring, you know, because I want that. And that's what I'm chasing after.
What inspired you to want to play your college ball with Ole Miss?
You know, Ole Miss has always been there since my sophomore year. They've always stayed in touch. And just the way the cards fell, Coach Luke reached out to me my junior year. And, you know, I took my visit out there, and I really loved it. I really loved it a lot. And I knew there was an opportunity for me to come and have a chance to play. And fortunately, I got the red shirt. And, you know, I'm really thankful about that. I got the experience for my four games. And so I got a taste of what, you know, college football in the SEC West is like. You know, I'm really excited for this next upcoming season.
Rich Rodriguez, new offensive coordinator for Ole Miss. What has that relationship been like for you since he's arrived?
Really well, really well. You know, he's a really hands-on guy. He knows the game in and out. And he's a perfectionist. And, you know, my senior year high school coach was the same way. So I respond well to the way he coaches. And I'm really looking forward to what he has, because we hit the tip of the iceberg in the spring ball. We haven't even unleashed what he can do, playbook-wise.
What's it going to be like for you to take the field in very first game this year as the starting quarterback for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Can't even think of words for it. I really can't.
I can see that big smile on your face, and your eyes are gleaming when you say that too.
Yeah, I mean that. It's, you know, it's always been a dream to play college football, and, you know, just finally making it happen, and, you know, at the highest level in the SEC West, it's mesmerizing when you're on that field, for sure.